Well, you got to read up on it. You got the three conditions. You got the green, the yellow, and the red. So the green is where you do your check-ins. Let's say we're taking any and all check-ins for whatever county Skywarn Net Control. And you talk to a Skywarn Net Control operator who then reports it to the National Weather Service. And there's a Net Control operator at the National Weather Service that's an amateur radio operator, and he handles the radios there. And when that happens, that's when Lapeer unlinks from Macomb and from St. Clair and the other links that Central Michigan Emergency Network have all set up. And they all separate the repeaters on depending where the storm's at, so you only hear the area that you're living in. But, yeah, check it out. Mr. Brian sent you something on that. Like I said, check the website for the National Weather Service, and you can read all about becoming a severe storm spotter. Maybe your parents will be involved in that too, and if you got siblings, maybe them too. Maybe your friends. It's free. You know, the more we get packed in there, the more people we have knowledge and be able to be on the ground and help the National Weather Service on some of these severe weather events. You know, I said you're not too young. You have a ham license and you become a Skywarn spotter.
Yeah, Roger. It sounds like fun thing to do, and it sounds really cool, really interesting. I tried getting my friend Jackson, buddies into it, but I guess they're not really interested in ham radio. I tried convincing them a ton of times, but I guess it's not really their thing. My dad, he wants to get his general class, and he just wants to do Morse code and stuff because that's been like a goal of his since he was a kid, he said. And I'm trying to convince him to do some other things like voice contacts or like he wants to do HF and stuff, but maybe I'll convince him to be Skywarn as well. But right now it's not looking too good because he still wants to do Morse code, which I think is really awesome. I'm practicing Morse code a lot, so yeah, I think that's awesome, but maybe I'll convince him to take some Skywarn classes with me.